Well, the 2010 Farm to Fuel Summit in Orlando, Florida continues today as the state's Farm to Fuel Initiative is looking to enhance the market for and promote the production and distribution of renewable energy from Florida-grown crops. Bill Vasden, Jr., chairman of the Florida Feedstock Growers Association, has a good example of what this effort is all about.
We've been growing feedstock crops like camelina and canaf here in Florida for 4 years, so our interest in it is to make sure the farmers are represented in the conferences, hook up with the facilities so they can prove the revenue streams and help grow the planted acreage of the crops in Florida.
Vasden, a fourth-generation cattle and citrus farmer, said this all started for them when diesel prices were topping $4.
Originally got involved with biodiesel in hopes of cutting my fuel bill. Later, it became apparent that a lot of these crops could be grown here in Florida, not necessarily research crops that were unproven, more proven crops with additional revenue streams that we would get support from the agencies like USDA in growing here.
And overall, he said it's going really well.
We have 2,500 planted acres currently in canaf, which is a biomass crop grown in spring and summer that is usually chipped and burned by the conversion facilities to make biomass power. Then in the fall, we rotate into camelina, which is an oilseed crop. So more conventionally, people are used to hearing about biodiesel. Camelina, actually grown in Florida, produces the highest yields in the country and can be grown in fall and winter and is very drought tolerant and cold tolerant. And in addition, is an FDA animal food byproduct for cattle. So when we harvest, we crush the camelina for oil, sell the oil to the facilities, and then the animal feed is sold in bulk to our local feed stores.
Now, if you're wondering about the demand of these products, Vasden said,
The market demand is always going to exceed the supply with any biomass crop, any ethanol crop, and any biofuel crop. So we're blessed in that situation, and the relationships between the facilities and the farms are blossoming because of it. I always use a 2,500-acre example to answer the question in detail. We look to 2,500 acres without any government subsidy to gross $2.8 million when farmed with two crops of camelina, one crop of canaf. And I think those are pretty impressive figures when you come right down into it compared to some of the other crops that are being grown. And these are mostly fallow lands. Dead or diseased citrus is converting over to these crops. A lot of pasture that's not needed in the bulk that it's used to support our headcount. So we're real happy with the numbers and happy to work with any farmers to try and get them on the board and understand how the figures all work.
Attendees at the summit learned about various feedstocks and technologies for renewable energy production, along with various challenges from project financing to permits and infrastructure. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.